Rabbit, rabbit. Almost. I actually said one word before I spoke to you this morning, so good morning. It is September 1st, 2016. What time is it? It is 7:27 a.m. And my power is sinking fast. For some reason, and this happens way too regularly, the phone didn't charge at the bedside overnight. So I got up this morning and it wasn't exactly full. In fact, it wasn't even halfway full. So we'll have to walk fast, talk fast. I got 20 minutes and about 25% of my battery left, which should be plenty. At any rate, hi! I got a reminder yesterday that I haven't walked for 2 days. And it's because I haven't slept in a week. I'm not exactly sure why. Staying up too late. And either getting up too late the next morning or getting up too early with way too little sleep. And by the time I actually get beyond the, up phase, it's kind of late in the day. So anyway, having been reminded yesterday, I double-checked my alarms. Double checked my reminders, and got my butt out. Here I am. So Milkrun's doing well in the charts. It's had a very good release so far. Today is Thursday, so tonight around 8 o'clock will be a week to the hour when I pressed publish. Tomorrow is actually, so when I get through today, when I get up tomorrow morning, that'll have been a week since it really was on sale. It didn't propagate out to the various stores until Friday. Although I did have one sale Thursday night. Friday is when it really started. So tomorrow morning it'll be a week. I sold quite a large number of books. I'm really quite pleased. Quite pleased indeed. Sales rank this morning is 244. Got 20-something reviews. Not that reviews matter. But I always look at reviews to see how the reach is going. And I've got a 1-star and a 3-star, not a 1-star. I got 1 2-star, 1 3-star, and the rest 4s and 5s. I'm good with that. I'm okay with that. Weak plot. Yeah, maybe. I think one of the problems is that people expect the plot to be something I've planned instead of something that evolves from the characters and their interactions. So, exhorting me to plot out a story is sort of like telling me to stop writing. Because that's not how I write. It's not how my stories are built. There are a lot of things left unanswered because this is the first book of a trilogy. I'm not going to talk about what they might be because there are still people who haven't read the book. I don't want to turn this into a spoiler cast. Maybe later. There are a lot of things that are not. There are a lot of things that are not what they seem. And the evidence is that you read them and you go, that doesn't make any sense. Yes, it does. It's just you don't know why yet. And it, it's a tad more blatant in this book than it has been in others. Our relationships between characters, for example. One of the problems is that I've set up one set of expectations in one set of books and then punctured them in the other. And that's it's largely because it's the way things work. There's a lot of speculation around how did this happen? Why is this going on? Why does this work this way? And, you know, speculate all you like. The Facebook group, Golden Age of the Solar Clipper, is a little bit... I'm getting a lot of private messages about, what? How is this possible? One of the questions that I get a lot, and I mean, I've probably been asked this question a dozen times already, and I thought it was pretty clear in the book, but apparently not. How is Natalia able to fly her scout ship if she's not a captain? And the answer is she doesn't need to be a captain, it's a yacht. For all intents and purposes, the scout craft, because it's less than one metric kiloton in cargo capacity, which is how the CPJCT rates ships, it's classified as technically a yacht. Actually, the exploration scout class of ship is grandfathered. You don't need a license, you don't need a skipper's license, a captain's license, to fly one, as long as you're not engaged in commercial activity, as long as you're engaged in exploration or flying it around for recreational purposes as a yacht, you don't need a license. You don't need certification from CPJCT. Yes, Natalia is an engineering third officer. No, she does not need a captain's license to fly her ship any more than somebody who has a 100-foot yacht needs a license. Well, probably do need a license for a 100-foot yacht, but... Say, 40-foot yacht. You don't need a license to sail a 40-foot yacht. I'm pretty sure you don't need one for a 50-foot. So, yeah, it's not, yachts are yachts. And as far as the CPJCT is concerned, the Peregrine is a yacht. At most, it's an exploration scout ship. As such, she does not need a license. Good morning. So long as she's not engaged in carrying commercial cargo. That's one of the reasons that there's actually a passage in there about how she'd run into trouble if she tried to take courier contracts into, say, CPJCT. Data courier. Because she's got no license. The other question is about the bank. Everybody assumes that CPJCT runs the banks, which, in spite of the fact that I have said over and over again, High Tortuga runs the banks for a very good and compelling reason. CPJCT needed a secure banking system, High Tortuga already had one. Now, while that may seem contradictory, it's important to understand that Toe Hold Space existed for decades as an entity, as an organizational structure, and that the CPJCT stations with their rules and codifications and all the rest of it, that stuff came along relatively recently. Monk Post. Another question that came up was about the relationship between the Melbourne Maru and the Chernyakova. I'm sorry, Melbourne. The Melbourne Maru. Apologies to my Australian listeners who cringed at Melbourne. Melbourne Maru. And the Chernyakova, they couldn't be the same ship because they were built at different times. Theory. The problem is that we don't really know if the Chernyakova's name is really the Chernyakova. We don't really know if the transponder code that corresponds to the Chernyakova is actually to the ship that was built as the Chernyakova. All we have are the database records. So the jury's still out on that. I don't think it is. But I'm leaving the door open for that one. Because the CPJCT is not what it appears. And I've been saying that for a while now. And people keep trying to make CPJCT, neither is Toe Hold Space. At least, neither is Toe Hold Space from the perspective that Ishmael believes, which he largely believes on the basis of a conversation he had with Pip, as far as you know. He's had several conversations about it since then in the new book, the one that you haven't seen yet. Part of the discontinuity has to do with this is not the story you think it is. And I really need to try to bring that back around so that readers understand why it's not the story I think it is. There's a big disconnect between really Tick and Toe Hold. And the relationship between the two and what constitutes smuggling. Smuggling is not what you think it is. Smuggling is not the kind of thing that you believe in terms of looking at smuggling. We'll get more into smuggling. For example, one of the things in Milk Run is that Odin's is a cargo depot. And ships go there, drop off cargo, and I have yet to figure out how the physics of that works. I really need to do something there. Oh, I do know. Maybe I know. I don't know. We'll see. There's a lot of physics here that I don't. The big question that I'm pondering at the moment is, how do I get a big ship to slow down enough to be able to dock at Odin's? To offload cargo. We've seen how they can be going relatively slowly and still jump. You only need to be going fast enough to slide through the wormhole before it collapses. It is a nasty morning. Let me just say that. I don't think I mentioned that before. It is a nasty morning. It is overcast. It is humid. It's chilly. I'm wearing an extra shirt this morning because it was just barely 60 degrees. There's no sun out. It's a gray, nasty looking morning. I'm glad I wore the extra shirt because it is chilly. It's a cold morning. Fresh mown grass. The city has been here mowing the park. My mowing guy should be here this afternoon. Here I am, at the back gate, ready for breakfast. And tomorrow is another day. With any luck at all, I'll talk to you then.